Estimating based upon project end date. So here what will happen is that end date is taken into consideration. From there, it will be the entire thing will be happening. Back reverse work will happen. In certain projects, the deadline is set before declining the defining the scope and goals. So based on this particular thing, for instance, YTK projects had fixed dates, then tasks had to be completed by then. So specifically for regulatory projects, this kind of project end date estimation will happen. So based on the project end date, the resources, budget, and time, I mean, the time is fixed here, and resource and budget will be considered based on the project end date. In such cases, a reverse timeline is created from the end date to the present. So based on this particular timeline, the resources and the budget is decided. The team then adjusts scope, budget, and resources to fit the available time. So again, here in this case, the scope will be that minimum viable projects will be considered here, where what exactly is required for this particular thing, what are the add-ons that can be done at a later stage after go live. These particular things will be considered here, and based on these particular things, scope will be defined. The schedule remains fixed while other aspects are adjusted. This might involve multiple estimation iterations to find a feasible plan. Next comes the project management communication, which is very important for a project manager on how exactly he's going to communicate, when exactly, and how the meetings are going to happen. So this communication in project manager is essential due to project's unique and diverse nature. Unlike repetitive process, projects require effective communication to ensure everyone understands what's needed, when, and how. So the project manager decides on what are the things that has to be communicated, who are the people who are going to be communicated, and like previously we are saying RACA, the responsible and accountable people will be informing the details of the project status to the project manager, and project manager will again check with the consultants and the information people. They'll be informing the specific things, will be informed their respective people, and communication between all these people has to be taken care by the project manager. And there are various tools that can be used by the project manager today for having the proper communication today. So here the examples of specific things are Zoom, MS Teams, or some of the communication channels that are getting used in the post-COVID era. Without proper communication, projects can become chaotic, and at the end, it will result in project people fighting between each other. Communication methods depend on project complexity, and the project manager has to take a call how the communication methods are going to happen. Simple projects with fewer stakeholders can use informal channels like one-on-one meeting, but project managers should ensure that all these things are getting recorded and all the people are signing off the entire whatever has been decided in the informal channels also. Complex global projects demand dedicated communication efforts to keep teams aligned, informed, and status issues and changes. Example, some of the tools that can be used are Scrum. Scrum meeting should be happening. Steering committee meeting should be done with the proper project team. Effective communication is akin to risk management. Project managers oversee sub-projects and teams, ensuring integration and preventing issues in one area from affecting others. Communication safeguards project success and minimizes potential problems. There should be a proper communication plan that will be decided by the project manager. It's a crucial tool for project managers to facilitate effective team communication. Creating it involves using a team list and assessment to ensure practicality. And project manager should be knowing when and where exactly the team has to be involved for the team meeting. Because at the same time, the project manager should ensure that the team is not impacted or team is not disturbed for each and every small item. Strong presentation, writing, and interpersonal skills are important during meetings and interactions. Some organizations offer training, including cross-cultural aspects, through human resources or training departments, especially for global teams or on multinational projects. Very importantly, for a project manager, the project manager should understand the culture. When we are discussing about multinational projects, the culture of each of the countries is going to be different, and each of geographies is going to be different. Project manager should have keep this particular thing in mind, and accordingly has to take a entire communication into in a proper communication channel. Need for communication plan. Why we require a communication plan? project work being unique can lead to misunderstandings due to translations, meeting background noise, etc. So with proper communication plan, project manager should ensure that all the people are getting known what actually has been decided in the entire entire meeting, and in what is the status of the entire project. Listening involves hearing, understanding and taking action. Team members need to be present in the meetings to hear the message. Virtual members can use appropriate communication channels like we said, MS Team or Zoom, whatever is required for the specific project has to be utilized by the particular project manager. Understanding the message leads to desired actions and project progress. Team members from diverse cultures may not fully grasp messages due to language or cultural barriers. Like we said, it is very important for the project manager to understand what are the cultural barriers in the multiple geographies we are having. Project managers can have direct conversations to ensure understanding. Having a communication plan is crucial. Encouraging the repeat back approach for all team members. So if a person is not able to understand what has been informed by the other person, he can ask for the repeat back, or at the end of the entire meeting, project manager has to summarize what has been decided and discuss in the entire project and take concurrence from the entire team who are there in the specific meeting. No standard solution, but focusing on communication plans and team priority and practices. Next comes the project communication plan, and project manager should have a proper project communication plan. It's common in most projects, though not always consciously developed. Often adopted from existing plans or previous projects following PMO procedures or ad hoc approaches. A conscious decision on necessary communications contribute to project success. So a project manager should have a proper conscious decision on how the necessary communication should happen. This can be based on the experience of the previous project or based on the meetings and decisions that has been made on the project scope. Factors include management meetings, team meetings, periodic reports, scrum meetings, project and results in project records getting recorded. Management meetings provide managers with essential information, and frequency and content must be managed properly. Poorly conducted meetings can harm project support and reflect on the project team's capabilities, and project manager should ensure that each person's perspective is heard and proper decision is being taken in the entire project, and the each person's perspective should not affect the proper result. Project team meetings, regularly scheduled, weekly or daily or ad hoc meeting can happen. Enable project manager to track daily work and address issues promptly. Aid in integrating sub-projects and ensuring team awareness. So team is well aware of what exactly is happening based on the project team meetings that are happening. And this can be a scrum meeting. This is happening on a daily basis. And again, the proper what exactly is a status meeting also should happen on a daily basis. Project communication plan. Periodic management reports prepared by project managers in standard templates. So periodically management should happen, reporting should happen, and project manager should ensure this particular thing is happening in a standard template reviewed by interested managers not directly involved in the project. So this can be reviewed by interested managers. There is no need that they have to be directly involved in this particular project. This ensures that the project manager, there is an unbiased vision is coming into the entire project. Project records used to communicate with future teams or archive or for lessons learned. So it is important for the project manager that all these projects records are getting properly managed and maintained in the entire system. Serve as a reference for next generation projects and business teams, and learnings can be happening from this particular project records. Ensure all business needs and implications are considered and translated to the technical team. So for a team manager this particular project records will ensure that the technical team is aware of what exactly is the business needs. Maintain clear and timely communication between business personnel and technical developers. So always there will be a gap between technical developers and business personnel. This communication project records ensures that the communication happens on a timely manner and it is very clear for the technical developer on what exactly has been developed. manage development and approval for of all technical documentation and products related to business requirements and their interpretation. What essentially has to be interpreted on the business requirement will be based on the project records user will be in a position to identify. Ensure adequate testing of the solution with the other teams and approval from business side. One more important usage of the project record is that the testing team will be aware of what SLA has been tested, I mean what SLA has been developed and what SLA was the project scope. Is there any scope creep for them to take care of in the, during the testing? Be a good listener, which will help determine business needs and user requirements, which will probably provided to the project team. So listening is very important here. Understanding is more important than what SLA is, I mean, what understanding is more important to and ensure that the listening is proper. Build rapport with the heads of departments in the business, which will make it easier to bring teams to work in harmony. So in all departments, there should be proper rapport that has been maintained with all the heads of departments who are involved in the specific project. Ensure the new project solution is more efficient, effective for the business and users. So it should not become like the new project is much, old project is much better than new project. So this should be ensured with the project manager and there should be always an improvement that is happening. Communication technology assessment. So the choice of communication technology used in projects depends on factors such as the project team's location, confidentiality needs, available communication facilities, and the organization communication culture. So again, like which the tool that is used for doing a communication communication has to be decided based on the budget also, and multiple factors come into picture. Location. So if it is a multinational location, multiple geographical locations, it is not feasible to have all the team people available in a specific thing. In these cases, the project manager should decide what is the communication technology that is to be used. The type of technologies such as formal meetings, informal chats, emails, teleconferences, or tools like WebEx, WebEx or MS Teams has to be decided, is selected based on these considerations. Each communication technology has its own advantages and disadvantages, which project manager should take into account to meet the project's communication needs effectively and efficiently. Next comes the project risk management. What are the tools and techniques that needs to be used for project risk management? All projects always have some risk, and they will be facing some risk also. And it's the project manager's role to identify, analyze, respond to monitor these risks through the risk management planning process. So when the project manager is doing a risk management, you should see what are the positive or negative risks and accordingly I should take a decision. When we discuss about positive or negative risks, positive risks always will happen, will ensure that there is an improvement that is happening in the project, and negative risks are always a caution for the project manager. All project team members should contribute to identifying risks, and risks can be positive or negative. Negative risks can lead to project failure. While positive risks always offer an opportunity for improvement. Negative risk threats should be focused on and ensure that these particular negative risks are taken care of, but positive risk opportunities can benefit the project. So there will be an improvement based on the positive risk, and it is the job of the project manager or responsible project manager to ensure that the negative risk and positive risks are recorded. And accordingly, the project scope is altered based on the specific thing we had discussed. Risk should be addressed early to avoid project failure. Various tools like Delphi technique, root cause analysis, SWOT analysis, cause and effect diagramming, and brainstorming are used to monitor and track risk throughout the project's life. So we'll be looking at what actually are these particular tools that are getting used. Delphi technique is a method to gather opinions from experts about project risks. So here experts will be coming to picture and the project risks will be discussed with the specific people, and then the result will be noted, recorded. The project facilitator sends a questionnaire to experts who respond anonymously. So the project team will not be aware of who has given this particular opinion on the project risk, and this particular thing will be recorded. The responses are summarized and sent back to the experts for comments, aiming to achieve a consensus. So as a result, the consensus will be taken and it will be decided whether it is a positive risk or negative risk, and accordingly the project will proceed further. This avoids undue influence and provides unbiased data. These systematic methods involve multiple rounds of answering questions, justifying answers, and making revisions until a consensus is reached. The technique helps experts come to an agreement on the discussed subject. So, responsibilities of a solution tester. Let us move on to the solution tester and what is his role in the entire thing. Creating testing products and defining test cases and plans following the testing strategy. Conducting various types of technical risk testing like unit integration, regression, and user acceptance testing will be responsible of a solution tester. Reporting testing results to the technical coordinator and ensuring quality assurance. So, responsibility of a solution tester includes keeping the team lead updated on testing outcomes, assisting business teams with their testing to ensure comprehensive coverage. So, tester will be ensuring that the business team is having a proper coordination with the business team, and business team also understanding what needs to be tested and how exactly it needs to be tested. Utilizing effective communication skills and maintaining thoroughness and accuracy in their work. The technique aims to enhance understanding, address segment or disagreement, and work towards consensus among the experts. So, in the tester ensures that the proper understanding is happening for the business tester also. SWOT analysis, where we talk about strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. This analysis will be happening in a project. SWOT analysis is a valuable tool for evaluating projects by considering their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. It's closely related to risk management, as risk can be both threats and opportunities for the project. Like we discussed earlier, positive risk and negative risk based on this particular thing, threats and opportunities will come into picture. SWOT helps assess options to reduce threats and enhance opportunities. This method examines potential future risks and using strengths and weaknesses to identify chances and hazards linked to the project's environment. So, how the strengths, weaknesses of the project is going to be utilized for the positive in a positive manner by the project manager is what will happen at the end of the SWOT analysis. SWOT simplicity aids in spotting exploitable opportunities and managing weaknesses to mitigate threats. So, each weakness will have a threat also will be there, and by using the strengths, the weakness has to be mitigated. It enables strategic planning, differentiation from competitors, and improved market competitiveness. Typically, this what will be aware will be available in your strengths. SWOT analysis, what will happen is your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats will be analyzed, and based on this negative risk will be taken as threats, possible threats will be taken as opportunities, and strengths and weaknesses can be internal or external. And using the strengths, threats will be taken care, and the weaknesses can be a threat also. Steps in SWOT analysis are: describe the objective relevant to projects. Describe the following for the project: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, with the objective or direction that these all suggest. The results are displayed in a simple matrix that can be arranged in various ways, as shown in the diagram in the previous slide, which we have seen. There is a link between SWOT and risk management. Threats and opportunities in SWOT analysis will be directly applicable to risk assessment. Strengths and weaknesses are actually positive upside or negative downside. Incidents or issues which may not be preventable, but the impacts can be affected by dealings. So, through your dealing, through how we are going to deal entire issues or incidents, or negative issues on incidents, and is depending on how we deal the entire specific thing. And project success is based on this particular dealing, how we deal this particular thing. And there is a possibility that positive risk becomes a negative risk if this is not taken care properly. The advantage is that SWOT analysis and risk assessment are completely integrated, and the items identified can be managed with actions. Next comes the toll gate or phase gate planning. In toll gate planning, what will happen is that each of the project phase is broken down into multiple tasks, and then each task will be having a toll gate thing to analyze where exactly we reached in the entire phase. Toll gate planning, also known as phase gate planning, breaks down project tasks into phases to manage high risk, high project risk. Each phase aims to address a major risk issue, and toll gate planning assess it if goals within a phase are successfully completed before moving to the next one. So in a toll gate planning, what will happen is that each phase will be decided whether how we have achieved, what we have achieved in the entire phase. Risks are managed within each phase to minimize their impact on later stages. Key tasks involve defining toll gates and checklist items for each. Toll gate reviews act as checkpoints for team members to ensure work aligns with the project plan and objectives. For projects following a DMADV, which is nothing but define, measure, analyze, design, and verify. In these methods, which is getting followed, reviews are set after each of the specific phase. Tools like check sheets, which we have seen earlier, project deliverable documents and milestone lists, toll gate planning and review, aid toll gate planning and review. These tools effectively manage risk by scheduling business decision meetings after each phase to assess what is the risk mitigation results. Based on risk mitigation, projects progress to the next phase or complete the current one. So here, project manager and the project team will take a call whether whatever has been identified on the toll gate phase can be proceeded further with, or we have to complete before proceeding further to the next phase. This is how the entire toll gate methodology manages risk. Once a defined process is completed, there will be a toll gate decision will be happening here. Methodology will be used. After analyzation, again, the toll gate methodology will be used. Improve, toll gate methodology will be used, and control. Once the control is completed, the project sign-off will happen here. As a summary, what we have seen in the entire chapter is, there are different project phases, and in each of the different project phases, we have a variety of tools that are used to assist implementation based on project needs and client requirements. Based on client requirements, the entire tool or what we are going to use and technique may differ, and based on the industry, the tool or may differ. For project scope, tools like traceability matrix, project scope statement, and deliverables deployment diagram are used. Project scheduling tools like milestone chart, task list, critical chain, and more are used here. Resource planning tools to help allocate resources, while budget planning tools estimate the project's financial impact. Estimating tools help determine time, effort, and resource requirements. Effective communication is vital to bring all project elements together, and there should be a proper communication plan for the project manager to have. And tools can be used for communication, tools which are used for communication plan or communication plan, communication technology, project manager facilitation. Thank you.